Welcome to the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio, a time to explore our Catholic faith and find out about ways to share the faith with others. Help create the possibility of an encounter with the person of Jesus Christ in the lives of others by living out the call to the new evangelization and helping fellow Catholics rediscover full life in the Church. The Rediscover Hour with Paul Sadek and Corey Regan starts now.
Welcome to the Rediscover Hour, sponsored on Relevant Radio by Stinson Electric, your trusted electrical advisor solving electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan. Happy 2014.
Good Christmas?
Very good. Very good. No complaints. It was wonderful.
A new niece or nephew, for you, and a new grandson for me.
Yeah, we expanded our family. Can't complain. It's a happy time.
And we're in a heat wave today on Friday, but it lasts one day. If you're listening to this on Sunday, it's already done.
I'm a little concerned for the Sunday-Monday situation.
But we'll see.
We'll just stay indoors.
Well, that's the plan.
Let's see. Coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with a woman who's attended every Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat, find out why she's already made plans to attend the 2014 event.
And we'll find out something about some exciting speakers booked for 2014 St. Paul's Outreach Men on a Mission Breakfast. The first speaker for the new year is fittingly a former Super Bowl champion.
Plus, we'll hear from local Catholics about their spiritual New Year's resolutions.
And first, we'll start the show like we usually do with Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit. Hello, Joe. You keeping warm?
I'm trying to.
Happy New Year, Joe.
Yes, Happy New Year to you as well.
Like I said, today's the day to enjoy and bask in the warmth, bask in the clouds.
In the cloudy, windy, cold.
That's it.
So the Catholic Spirit just came out.
Right, and there have been some developments in the last few days on the issue of religious liberty, specifically the Affordable Care Act's contraception mandate. On New Year's Eve, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor issued an injunction that temporarily protects the Little Sisters of the Poor and a few other co-plaintiffs from having to observe the mandate. And this is the Department of Health and Human Services mandate that took effect January 1st and, in general, requires employers who provide health insurance to include coverage for various types of contraceptives, including sterilization and abortifacients. Mm-hmm. And the penalty for not doing this is potentially thousands of
huge
dollars
fines.
In fines every day. So this really is a religious liberty issue in which, you know, the government, through this mandate, is trying to force Catholic entities and some other entities to provide, you know, services they find morally objectionable. And currently there are something like 90 lawsuits around the country challenging the mandate, and religious nonprofits are winning a lot of the cases. And in this case, in which the Supreme Court Justice weighed in, she gave the federal government a deadline of today to file a response. So this will be something to watch.
So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and, you know, as well, a couple of cases objecting to the mandate being brought by for-profit employers. So the Supreme Court will be hearing those cases probably sometime in the spring.
So for the moment, the Little Sisters of the Poor, who have taken vows of chastity and have given up the world to serve the poor, do not have to pay for coverage for contraceptives.
It does seem, on some levels rather ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So hopefully, like I said, a lot of these cases are being won by the religious not-for-profits, mm-hmm. and hopefully that trend will continue.
Great.
So what's new at the Dorothy Day Center?
Yeah, you know, just before Christmas, Catholic Charities and the Dorothy Day Center announced plans to restructure the center and move on some other initiatives to help alleviate the problem of homelessness in the Twin Cities. The current Dorothy Day Center, you know, started as a drop-in facility, really, in the early 80s, but turned into a temporary overnight shelter when the problem of homelessness increased in our area. And, you know, on bitterly cold nights like we've been having, the shelter gets very crowded.
Oh,
and,
sure.
You know, the center lines up more than 200 mats on the floor, and, you know, they're just inches apart, and it's crowded, and it's just not very dignified.
And there's just one of them?
And they have a little overflow there as well that they rely on when need be. So, You know, last spring, the St. Paul mayor convened a task force to come up with some recommendations about what to do about this. And what's being proposed is a two-phase project in the city that would include a new shelter and housing facility, a connection center, and some permanent housing. And the connection center would hook up people with services and resources that would help them, you know, escape from poverty. And the initiative is going to need the support of the legislature to secure some state bonding. So, you know, anyone who wants to support the project should think about contacting their legislators during the session that starts next month to let them know their views. And, of course, there will also be some private funding involved. But people can read more about the Dorothy Day Center's plans in this week's issue.
This has to be the worst time of year for the homeless.
I always think about that and pray for people that are outside that just, I mean, you can't imagine.
Well, that's it. You know, you walk three blocks or two blocks somewhere and you can barely stand it. If you can just imagine trying to be, you know, outside the whole night,
the time,
on especially a night like we've been having.
Immigration Sunday is coming up. Tell me what's the cause that we're looking for here?
Yeah, and this is an annual observance, and for the last several years, the Minnesota bishops have designated a day, and typically it's been the Feast of the Epiphany, to learn more about the church's teachings on immigration and to raise awareness about some immigration issues. And Epiphany, you know, they choose that because it's a celebration that acknowledges, of course, that Christ came for the salvation of everyone, including the newcomers who come to our state and our country. And, you know, the immigration system, as we've talked about before, is something that people, you know, no matter what their politics, believe is broken and needs fixing. But how to fix it, that's what has become the contentious issue and what has led to really nothing getting done on this issue for so long. And the Minnesota bishops, just like other bishops across the United States, have been advocating for a real comprehensive fix that would keep immigrant families together, that would respect their human rights and dignity, and that would create a fair path to citizenship for the undocumented immigrants of good moral character. And of course, they want a fix that also will keep our borders safe and secure. And that's a very tall order, admittedly. But, you know, the Minnesota Catholic Conference has a great section on its website devoted to this topic that people should really check out when they have a chance. They can just go to mncc.org and click on the Immigration Sunday window there. And they can read more about this topic and the Catholic spirit, including a story we have about an immigrant family that's working hard to stay together, even as the father of the family has recently been deported.
I've always said that this is one of the most complicated issues that we have facing us today.
It is, and you know, that's part of the reason that we've really not been able to get anything done in Congress. But you know, hopefully we can turn a corner with that, and the more people, I think, learn about it, you know, the better folks are and can kind of convey that message to their representatives.
What is the Acoustic Cafe? This looks
wonderful.
It's something to check out.
Right. If you're looking for a good entertainment option, it's the Acoustic Cafe at St. Mark's Parish in St. Paul.
I know where that is.
It's a place where Catholic-inspired musicians and spoken word artists can come together and perform in a coffee house type setting.
At the church?
It's in Carolyn Hall there over at the parish. And for a $5 admission, you can listen to the music and enjoy some refreshments and fellowship. One of the musicians who plays there regularly is a guy named Benjamin Brecky, who conceived of this cafe idea after sitting in adoration and feeling after a while like God was calling him to somehow use the musical talent he had blessed him with in some way. And adoration really ended up sparking his creativity and his desire to start a forum to share his music and inspire other Catholic musicians. So that's how the Acoustic Cafe was born, and it's held on a quarterly basis over, like I said, at Carolyn Hall. And the next one is January 11th from 6:30 to 9:30 in the evening.
Oh, how cool.
Great.
So that's something local music fans should definitely check out if they get a chance.
Kind of a late 1950s thing brought up to date in a Catholic motif.
I think, you know, and that's great. You can go and hear some great music at a lot of places in our Twin Cities, but, you know, to have the kind of the Catholic-inspired music in that kind of setting is a nice special thing.
We're into year two of Rediscover.
Yeah, and of course the theme this year is prayer, and we'll have a full year's worth of articles and feature stories in our Rediscover section, which is returning for the second year. And as we know, there's some great events planned over the next few months, new speaker series on why pray and how to pray, and some prayer opportunity, the Cor Jesu, with Eucharistic adoration and praise and fellowship, and we'll be covering more of those things in the future as they come up. But this week, our section is focused on what is prayer and why should I pray? And we have a great feature story about a teenager in St. Paul who, because of an experience she had with Net Ministries, has made a commitment to pray every day. She is up at 6:20 in the morning every day, including the weekends, gets out of bed, goes to an empty room in her house, and spends 30 minutes in prayer and silence. And this teen, her name is Margaret, she talks in the story about the real difference this commitment has made in her daily life. She's more focused at Mass. She's really made more of a deliberate attempt to reach out beyond her immediate circle of friends to get to know other people and their gifts in her school. And I think it's just a way it's built some respect as well, she feels, for other folks. So, you know, prayer is certainly powerful, and this is a great story showing how that's the case.
Well, and that story is so inspiring to see that coming from young people.
From a young person?
Particularly coming from a young person,
yeah.
Yes.
Well, the January 2nd issue of The Catholic Spirit is out.
That's right.
It should be on your doorstep or on your coffee table, so pick up and read. Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, thanks for being with us again.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Stay warm.
We'll catch you next week. You can hear Joe Towalski, editor of The Catholic Spirit, every week here on the Rediscover Hour, and you can find The Catholic Spirit online anytime at thecatholicspirit.com.
And let's see, coming up on the Rediscover Hour, in Answering the Call, we'll find out how one local organization is bringing Christ to the workplace and reinforcing the importance of faith in the lives of local men.
Also ahead, we'll hear from local Catholics about what God is calling them to do in 2014 when we come right back.
Rediscover.
The Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio is presented each week by Stinson Electric.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric. We're proud to sponsor the Rediscover Hour. Stinson Electric is a trusted supplier of electrical services in the Twin Cities area.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers.
My customers really appreciate the electricians that I send out there. Their professionalism, their personality, their responsibility, the fact that they can call and get someone out there that knows how to solve the problem, does it in a timely manner, and is neat, tidy, polite as they do it. I get a lot of feedback about the employees.
It's rare to find a company so dedicated to doing business the right way so that everyone benefits.
We'd like to be your trusted electrical advisor. I'd be happy to meet with you and discuss your electrical needs. I can be reached at 612-424-7382 or on the web at StinsonElectricInc.com.
Oh, I need a song that's never old. Oh, I need a story never told. Promise that just when love grows cold.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Corey Regan.
And I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Answering the Call, a way men can live out a New Year's resolution to become more engaged in the faith and enjoy some good food and fellowship at the same time.
Men, you are invited to St. Paul's Outreach Men on a Mission Breakfast. These one-hour breakfasts bring together dozens of local Catholic men the second Friday of every month to hear inspiring national and local speakers. And next Friday, January 10th, Super Bowl champ Matt Burke is speaking at the Men on a Mission Breakfast.
And for more information, we're joined today by the organizer of Men on a Mission, T-Soak Rosales. Thanks for joining us, T-Soak.
Well, thanks for having me.
Tell me first about Men on a Mission. What it does, what its purpose is, and what happens.
Sure. Well, Men on a Mission gives local Catholic professional men a regularly scheduled, convenient opportunity to gather with others like them for some time of fellowship and to hear from a speaker who affirms us as fathers, grandfathers, and leaders in our organizations.
And how was it launched? Is it a stem off of, you know, the SPO's, you know, main group? Or how did it start gathering these older men together?
Sure. Well, when St. Paul's Outreach started Men on a Mission some 12 to 13 years ago, we knew that there was a void in a consistent gathering of professional men that could gather for faith, food, and fellowship. And so some former board members, including the late Bishop Paul Dudley and others, gathered to brainstorm on how to connect with local business leaders. So it was evident that we needed a venue that added value to these doctors, lawyers, and business leaders. Hence, Men on a Mission was born.
And I shouldn't say older men. I just meant men that are not in college. Sorry. Different from the other group.
Yeah, no, that's differs.
No offense, I hope.
Wise men.
Yes, yes.
Well, you've had some mature, great speakers at Men on a Mission, and Matt Burke is speaking at your next breakfast next Friday. Tell us a little bit about this inspiring athlete and why you chose him to speak.
Sure. Well, Matt is a man on a mission, literally and figuratively. Yeah, you know, he's a family man, and he's authentic. You know, his athletic accomplishments are well documented, of course, and he was referred to St. Paul's Outreach because our mission aligns with what Matt believes in. In fact, he's spoken at Men on a Mission a couple times before, and he's attended as a regular participant several times as well. So this time, he and I were speaking, and I mentioned that we had an opening in January, and he asked if he could speak at it. So,
and what's he going to be speaking on that January 10th meeting?
Well, Matt has actually partnered with, he's teamed up with management expert and organizational leader Rich Chapman, who happens to be a St. Paul's Outreach board member emeritus and one of the Men on a Mission's founders, to write a book called All Pro Wisdom, The Seven Choices That Lead to Greatness.
Okay.
So what they're going to do is they're going to present highlights from their book at this month's Men on a Mission with the goal of equipping these men with the tools to teach foundational truths that lead to the development of improvement of confidence, passion, stability, trust, strength, to overcome self-limitations, guidance, and personal growth. So it really fits in well with what we're trying to accomplish.
It sounds like a very good opportunity for a man who has made a New Year's resolution to become more engaged in the faith, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, if a man is resolved to become more deeply engaged in the faith, there are very few things better to encourage him than to be in relationship with other men who are his peers, or like Corey said, you know, maybe a more experienced, you know, a retirement who have the wisdom from that experience. So we get the benefit of that as well at Men on a Mission. And then, of course, all the speakers challenge us in our faith.
There is a certain dynamic, isn't there, when a group of men who are devoted to the faith get together. And I'm sure there's another dynamic when women
sure.
get together, too. But, you know, being a man, I sense just a really
synergy,
a power. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, men have we play a unique role in the new evangelization.
That's what I was going to say.
Especially in our families, you know. I mean, we serve as heads of our families, you know, especially spiritual heads. And many men on a mission hold leadership roles in their workplaces as well. And as we all know, I mean, the new evangelization needs leaders, you know. And so as leaders in our homes and workplaces, we need to be equipped with the tools to evangelize our families, evangelize our coworkers, and evangelize everyone who we come in contact with. So this really is, you know, while it's a gathering of men, it's good for the families, it's good for our wives, it's good for our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers.
It spreads down.
Multiple benefits, yeah.
Right, it spreads out. Now, could you run through a typical Men on a Mission breakfast experience for someone who's thinking about coming?
Yeah, well, men typically arrive at about 6:45, 6:50, depending on how good of a seat they want. and then we start 7 a.m. sharp. We bless the food, and we eat. We have a nice hearty breakfast, and then there's time for fellowship, which is really a highlight of each and every Men on a Mission. And then at about 7:20, we introduce our speaker or speakers. Sometimes there's a young man or who is in St. Paul's Outreach or a peer of the Men on a Mission who has been impacted, give a testimony. And then the speakers will speak till about 7:50, and then we'll sometimes leave time for question and answers, announcements. We'll have a closing prayer, and then we adjourn at 8 a.m. sharp. We start on time and we end on time, guaranteed.
That sounds good.
Do you have any success stories that you'd like to share? Men who've been particularly impacted by their experience at Men on a Mission?
You know, over the years, there's been plenty. And each month, you know, men will come up and, you know, thank us for lining up great speakers, et cetera. I mean, there have been, you know, with the networking that happens there with the business leaders and doctors and lawyers, there's a lot of transitions that end at Men on a Mission. You know, guys realize that they're with like-minded leaders, and so they have a real good confidence of being in relationship with each other, and they take that into the, you know, the business place, the marketplace. The relationships that are formed are out of this world, you know. And in fact, just the other day, just yesterday, I got a letter from a local business leader, and His letter says, thanks so much for the Men on a Mission events. The people and talks are always inspiring. We feel so welcome. I truly appreciate that. So I think it just speaks to the power that you guys were saying about what happens at these Men on a Mission breakfasts.
And speaking of those speakers, who have been some of your past speakers that have had big impacts?
Yeah. Well, we've had many, many great ones over the years. You know, there's been many priests, deacons, many business leaders and doctors and lawyers. And so at the risk of leaving any out, any
right,
any good
that's
name,
not really fair.
Right. In the last 2 years, we've had some nationally and internationally acclaimed speakers. For example, we've had renowned Catholic author George Weigel.
Right.
We've had the president of the American Chesterton Society, Dale Ahlquist. We recently have had the presidents of both the University of Mary and Benedictine College. And, of course, Relevant Radio's own Father Rocky.
Awesome. And what about coming up this year?
Sure. Well, so the next Friday, January 10th, like you said, is Matt Burke. The following month, February 14th, will be Bishop John Lavore. And all this is leading up to St. Paul's Outreach Annual Benefit Banquet on March 4th, Mardi Gras Tuesday. That's going to be over at the Doubletree Hilton in Bloomington. So we've got a great lineup early in the year, and we've got some great men tentatively scheduled in for later as well.
So give us some of the details on actually attending a Men on a Mission breakfast, cost and the place and time.
Sure. Well, there's no charge for Men on a Mission, although we do ask for a free will offering to help offset our food costs. And there is an invitation list, and to get on the list, you can email me, or you can go to our website, www.spoweb.org, and there's a sign-up list on the website, just key in Men on a Mission, and that's where you can sign up for any particular event and also to be asked to be added to the invite list. So that's how to sign up and how to find out about it. It's at the Embassy Suites Minneapolis Airport in Bloomington. So just close to the airport. And we like that because it's centrally located.
Central, yeah. It's a good spot.
Right on the main strip and easy for people to get to and from when going to work.
We've talked a lot about Men on a Mission, but let's talk a little bit about the organization which it supports, St. Paul's Outreach.
Sure.
Tell me a little bit about the mission of St. Paul's Outreach and how it accomplishes that mission. I know it's a ministry to young people in college and university. That has to be just a terribly tough time for a person of faith.
It is, and that's our mission. St. Paul's Outreach, we've been around for just over 27 years, and our mission is to actively invite college students to a life of Christian discipleship. And St. Paul is our patron, as our example, the Apostle Paul. So what we do is we create vibrant, faith-filled environments that challenge students to deepen their relationship with Christ in the fullness of the Catholic Church. So as we all know, the college campuses in that age, that's a time, those are battlegrounds.
Absolutely.
For the minds of our young people, yeah.
And how did it start?
Well, St. Paul's Outreach began in 1985 at the Catholic Youth Center in St. Paul. It was founded by Gordy DeMaray, who is our executive director still today. And it just grew. Word about our success started getting out around the country, really. People would call saying, what are you doing up there, and can you send us the manual? And success to the tune of now over 150 of our alum are in the priest or religious life. In fact, our recent auxiliary bishop, Bishop Andrew Cousins, is an alum.
That's right.
In fact, he helps lead our organization this day. So word of that success started getting out around the country, and so Gordy would tell people, well, there really isn't a manual on how to form young people in the faith and teach them to spread it to their peers, but send them up here, and we'll put them through our formation training program, and that's one of the formal formation programs that we have, and that grew, and that led to the expansion of St. Paul's Outreach all across the country.
I was going to say, it's not just limited to the Twin Cities anymore.
No, and in fact, people here think it is because it's called St. Paul's Outreach, and they think it's named
St.
after
Paul.
The city.
Right. Oh.
Which it's really named after the apostle, but no, we have mission centers in Ohio, in
Texas.
New Jersey, Kansas, Texas, Arizona, Florida, and the demand is really outstripping supply right now.
That's great. That's a good problem to have. And what's the website for SPO?
SPOweb.org is our website.
Okay.
What will we find there?
Well, you'll find a display of what's going on currently in St. Paul's Outreach. Each of our mission centers has a different page where you can get an update on what's going on in each mission center. You can young people can find out what activities are going on in their local area just to get involved. young people can come to a retreat, they can participate in a household, they can just connect with other people who are striving to get closer to Christ at that age, which is very refreshing to see, you know?
Yeah.
And then others can see how you can support St. Paul's Outreach, support the good work. You know, we have a golf tournament in the summer and of course, a banquet here. And so it's just a great website of hope, really, you know?
And all of this probably couldn't happen without an organization like Men on a Mission.
You know, Men on a Mission, it's twofold. It really, really is. It was, like I said, it was started by Bishop Paul Dudley and a group of business leaders to try to connect to some local business leaders, you know, a dozen or so years ago. And I'm confident that the Holy Spirit took that and ran with it. You know?
Excellent.
So now it serves as an evangelization of men. And also a way to connect these men to the mission of St. Paul's Outreach. So it's just a win-win, and everyone feels great about participating.
Tiso Corrales, thank you for joining us on the Rediscover Hour today.
Thanks for having me. God bless you both.
And you too. And here are the details on the upcoming Men on a Mission event with Matt Burke coming up January 10th next Friday.
Right. St. Paul's Outreach Men on a Mission presents Matt Burke, Super Bowl champ, six-time Pro Bowl center, and NFL Man of the Year. Burke will be speaking on the seven choices that lead to greatness on Friday, January 10th at 7 o'clock a.m. It takes place at the Embassy Suites in Bloomington, and there is no charge, but donations are gratefully accepted to offset food costs.
SPO's Men on a Mission is all about inviting men to come together for faith, food, and fellowship. Men on a Mission helps support Catholic men in their vocations as husbands, fathers, and leaders. To RSVP for Matt Burke's talk, visit spoweb.org or call 651-451-6114. That's 651-451-6114.
And looking ahead on the SPO Men on a Mission calendar, Bishop John Lavoir is speaking on the new evangelization on Friday, February 14th. For more information, we've linked to spoweb.org from our show page. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Every week on the Rediscover Hour, we catch up with a few local Catholics and ask them a question.
And on New Year's Day, the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, we spoke with people at St. Ambrose in Woodbury, and we asked them, what is God calling you to do in 2014? And here's how they responded.
Hi, my name is Leanne, and what God is calling me to do in 2014 is to make a difference in my community, to use my gifts to help others in the community and make a difference in the world.
Hi, I'm Nancy. For 2014, to be the best version of myself, and to live my life serving others in the name of the Lord.
This is Teresa. I think God is calling me to live like Him through His words in Scripture and believe in people for who they are.
Hi, my name is Lynn, and my New Year's resolution this year is to serve God the best way that I can with the whatever gifts He has given me so that I can utilize them to His glory.
Hi, I'm Jenny. And I am going to use the Lord to help me make decisions based on hope rather than fear.
This is Paul, and I believe that the Lord is asking me to be more forgiving this coming year and to be quick with my forgiveness, and not only to others but also to myself. And this is a year I really would ask the Lord to give me Holy Spirit ears so I can really hear His will for me each day.
Actually, I think God is calling me for this new year to be more motherly, kind, to be more humble and loving.
Please visit our show page and share with us your idea for a question to ask local Catholics. Just go to rediscover-faith.org and click on radio in the top navigation bar.
Coming up today on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with a local woman who never misses the early Archdiocesan Women's Lenten Retreat. Find out why you may want to add this annual event to your personal calendar.
And the Rediscover Faith 2014 speaker series starts a month from today. We'll hear from local Catholics about how attending the 2013 series affected them and listen to what one attendee has to say as we go to quick break.
Hi, I'm Ron from Our Lady of Grace Parish in Edina. It's somewhat overwhelming. The Archdiocese has promoted this, I think, extremely well. So I think people have got the word out. And in our parish in particular, we've been working it at least for 6 weeks. And so people do know what Rediscover is. So anytime they touch the truth, they come. So I think the Archdiocese has gotten the truth kind of exposed. Rediscover.
Welcome to Cocky Season, where overconfident drivers skate and slide across frozen pavement. But in winter, when road surfaces can be snowy or icy, wet or dry, winter tires offer optimal performance. So conquer the cold with Bridgestone Blizzak winter tires. Because when it comes to winter driving, temperature matters. Learn more at conquerthecold.com.
Westside Tire has Bridgestone tires to fit every car or truck driven by relevant radio listeners across the Twin Cities. There are still plenty of icy and snowy roads to come in the months ahead. Take optimal control of your vehicle with tires installed by Westside Tire in Corcoran, just minutes west of the metro. For directions or an estimate on Bridgestone tires installed for your car or truck, call 763-420-2100. That's 763-420-2100 or westsidetire.net. At Westside Tire, they'll take care of you.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. I'm Paul Sadek.
And I'm Corey Regan, and we are still in Christmas season, but with how busy our lives are, it makes sense to look ahead to Lent. Ladies, you have a chance to put everyday life on pause and focus on the lost art of femininity at the Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat coming up on March 8th.
This special morning features prayer, reflection, and two talks by Father Rocky of Relevant Radio. For more on why you may want to take time out of your busy schedule and attend this year's special retreat, we're joined by Tricia Humphrey. Tricia has attended every Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat since they started back in 2006. Thanks for joining us, Tricia.
Thank you for having me.
Why is it important for women to take time out and focus on matters of faith?
Well, as a woman, we're busy with so many different things in our lives, and especially when we have family at home and we're trying to balance our family life and perhaps maybe even doing a job on the side and our marriage. And there's just so many different things in our life that we're working on. And so going to this Lenten retreat just provides some time for reflection and discernment and encouragement to get out there and you know, really live our faith, first of all, and then secondly, to apply then that faith to what we're doing, that what God's calling us to do in our lives.
Well, yeah, and it's really easy to just keep doing all the busy work and to not focus on the most important things if we don't really intentionally schedule them and prioritize them, especially as a mom and whatever. We've got to, you know, make time for ourselves. And but this isn't just for us, correct? If you're a mom or a grandmother or a daughter and you aren't living your life guided by faith, the whole family can suffer, correct?
Oh, my, yes, by all means. Not only does our family suffer, but we suffer if we don't keep our faith as the priority, as the number one goal in our lives. And so that's what this does. It's the retreat provides such an easy avenue to go and get fed, be given some direction in maybe some of the things that we're struggling with in life. Because we have speakers that, you know, come to us, they're priests in the Archdiocese, and, you know, that give us some words of wisdoms and scriptures and the teachings of the church to help us think about what God is leading us to and calling us to do in our daily lives, and to take us away from the busyness that, you know, we find ourselves in so often, and help us just to reflect. And then we also get an opportunity to go to confession, which
right.
We all need that.
Mm-hmm. Sort of rejuvenate, too. Like,
yeah.
Rejuvenate your faith and re-energize in things that are really important as a woman.
Yes, I love it. Every time I walk away from one of these Lenten retreats, I just feel like I'm new and refreshed
right.
To go out and try it all over again.
I'm always interested in what somebody has brought home from an experience like this. Give us some specifics on ways that you've benefited from these retreats.
I guess the specific would be how I come back. I guess, you know, my husband probably could tell you that when I come back from one of these retreats, I'm just much more lighter. I don't take things quite as seriously
sure.
as I do when I haven't been fed for a while. And so I'm more joyful. Like I said, take things a little bit lighter, more free. I have a sense of freedom. And also then I learn, as I listen to the speakers at the retreat, I learn things that I could be doing differently to be better in my faith and better as a mom and better as a wife. And I learn techniques that I actually can apply to at home. And then I get information that I can look back at, too, and say, oh, that's right. I wanted to work on spending more time, more quality time with the kids, for instance. And so then I'll work and I'll keep that as a focus and try. So while I'm there, I'm making goals for myself to bring back home. And so then my family benefits from mom leaving for a couple hours.
Right, absolutely. And you have notes you can refer back to and kind of remind yourself throughout the year or whatever about all you learned that morning, correct?
Oh, yes. Yep. I just love it. And, of course, at home, you know, so I go to the retreat, but then also feeding that when I get home, too. So listening to relevant radio or listening to some talks on CD or, you know, on YouTube, anything to help me live my faith, because my ultimate goal is to serve God to the best ability that I can, to love, know, and serve Him, of course. And so that's always keeping that as my top priority. So, and this just, the retreat helps me do that.
You've been to a number of these. I'm sure there have got to be a couple of outstanding experiences that you've had on some of these retreats that have stuck with you. Can you name some of those?
Father Michael Keaton one year gave a retreat. Or gave a talk, and I do remember, I don't remember the specifics of everything that he said, but what he talked about stayed with me for such a long time. I would say about a year, where I would just reflect on some of the things that he had talked to us, and I think it was on suffering, if my memory serves me right. And he went into the fact, you know, that we all have to suffer, and it can be redemptive suffering, and what that means to your life and your vocation, and how then to apply that suffering and what the church teaches about suffering to, you know, your circumstances in life, and then how to offer it all up. And for me, that just, you know, especially at that time, I think really helped me embrace the suffering, first of all, which I don't think is easy.
Right.
But to embrace the suffering and then always offering it up to God to do greater good, and to Mother Mary to do greater good with that suffering. And so he just really grounded me and inspired me to look into it more too, because I remember after his talk then I thought, okay, I'm going to really research this suffering out, because I want to get this down.
I'm going to practice. Well, and then how have you invited other women to join you, family or friends, in one of these retreats, and what do you say to them to invite them?
Yes. Matter of fact, we have a group sometimes that will get together and go. And so I always ask, or I'll email them and just say, hey, the retreat's coming up. Would you like to go? And last year, for instance, we had, I think there was four of us that went. And I'm over in the Wisconsin area, and so I invited several other women from Wisconsin, and we all went together. So it's a really easy way to bring friends together who you may not see on a regular basis, because for number one, it's, you can't get any cheaper than $10 or $15.
Right.
Number two, it's only 3 hours.
It's not that long, right. Just a morning.
Exactly. So it's a real easy sell. And everybody's looking, you know, to the people that I know that are in their faith are really looking to
better
it fully.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Tricia Humphrey, so much for joining us and speaking on these retreats.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Absolutely. And here are the details on the Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat on March 8th. This event is sponsored by the Archdiocese Office of Marriage, Family, and Life and takes place from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at St. Peter Catholic Church in North St. Paul. That's my parish. Better be there. And the cost is $15 per person. Women of all ages are invited. Come and bring a family member or friend with you.
Registration is open now for this inspiring morning of prayer and reflection featuring two exceptional talks by Relevant Radio's Father Rocky. Theme is The Lost Art of Femininity. To register, go to archspm.org, search under events.
Or just go to our show page where we've set up a link to registration for the Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat. You can find our show page by going to rediscover-faith.org and clicking on radio in the top navigation bar, or call 651-291-4489. That's 651-291-4489 for more information about the Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat on March 8th.
Rediscover Why Pray and Rediscover How to Pray are two inspiring talks that highlight the beauty of prayer and offer insight on how to pray gathered from 2,000 years of church experience. Discover how your life can change and grow in new and powerful ways by building a personal friendship with Jesus Christ. The two talks are offered on consecutive weeks at each location, February 3rd and 10th at Holy Name of Jesus, Wayzata, February 4th and 11th at St. John Newman in Eagan, February 24th and March 3rd at Our Lady of Grace in Edina, and February 25th and March 4th at St. John the Baptist in New Brighton.
All Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks begin at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Check out the link on our show page for more details.
We caught up with attendees at one of the Rediscover Faith Speaker Series talks last year. We asked them how the talk affected them. Here's how they responded.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I am from St. Teresa in Deep Haven. It was just surprising. I was not expecting such a big crowd, and it really opened my mind to the different levels of happiness.
My name is Kate, and I'm a parishioner at Our Lady of Grace in Edina. It was fun. It's fun to see everyone here and see people all coming together from the western suburbs to do something like this. And feels like we're truly part of a bigger archdiocesan community and all here, you know, listening to the same message and aiming for the same thing.
I'm Katie. I'm a parishioner at Mary Mother of the Church in Burnsville. It was really neat to see so many Catholics in one place and to look around and see some familiar faces and to know that lots of people are from other churches and all coming together in one place. It's exciting that the Archdiocese is doing something like this and that there's been such a great response. I know I wasn't expecting to have a hard time parking when I came tonight, and it was a really great surprise, I think.
Okay. Greg from Our Lady of Grace in Edina. Okay. I'm pretty empowered. This has been a very good breath of fresh air, and I think with a culture that kind of tells you to be quiet about your faith, it's fun and exciting to be in a place where they're saying, no, don't hide that away and be excited and speak about it and share it with everybody. And it's great to have that encouragement to see so many others here too.
I'm Colleen, and my parish is St. Wenceslaus in New Prague. To be honest, I'm really surprised there were so many people. It was really great, kind of my first moment walking in, just wow, that we have so many Catholics that want to invest more in their faith. It just makes you feel very proud and excited for what the potential that we have, what we can do to work together, you know, come together like this.
Rediscover Why Pray and Rediscover How to Pray, two inspiring talks offered on consecutive weeks at each of the four local locations. Here are those dates and locations again. February 3rd and 10th, Holy Name of Jesus, Wayzata. February 4th and 11th, St. John Newman, Eagan. February 24th and March 3rd, Our Lady of Grace, Edina. February 25th and March 4th, St. John the Baptist, New Brighton.
All Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks begin at 7 p.m. and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Check out the link on our show page for more details.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, tips for keeping your Rediscover Catholic Book Club growing and growing, plus a look at Catholic events around the area. We'll be right back. Rediscover.
Stinson Electric solves electrical problems for commercial, industrial, and institutional facility managers. They strive for the best results for their customers.
This is Paul Archambault of Stinson Electric.
This summer, I took a 10-day vacation up at the lake. The first three emails that I opened on Monday morning were all compliments about how well my employees had handled various things while I was gone. What a blessing to come back to that.
Stinson Electric has such a wide set of skills, your electrical needs are always handled by an expert in the field.
Our ideal in our company is to have each person be continuously improving. So we host annual in-house training for our electricians. They're trained in safety, they're trained in new codes, troubleshooting techniques. That way, with a number of employees, we have kind of a wide range of knowledge. People become experts on different parts of the business.
Stinson Electric is the sponsor of the Rediscover Hour on Relevant Radio. You can contact Paul at 612-424-7382.
Welcome back to the Rediscover Hour. In order to grow in the faith, we need to participate in the sacraments, pray, and learn more about the faith.
Oh, and one of the ways to learn more about the faith is to join a book club discussion group where people are encouraged to read about an aspect of the faith, think and pray about what they've learned, and share their insights with others.
That's why book clubs are a key part of the Rediscover Evangelization and Catechesis Initiative, which is ongoing and in its second year now. For more on what one parish is doing to keep Rediscover Catholic book clubs going and growing in 2014, we're joined by Randy Mueller, Director of Faith Formation and Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul. Thank you, Randy, for coming on with us.
Yeah, it's great to be with you both.
As Faith Formation Director, why do you think encouragement of reading good Catholic books and then having a group discussion is important?
Sure. Well, Paul, you know, I think for so many Catholics, unfortunately, once they're confirmed, that kind of ends their learning about and appreciating the Catholic faith, and then it tends to drop off. And I think that Rediscover book clubs are a way to reinvigorate that and put that back on the front burner. I think that, unfortunately, I think most people, most Catholics, don't realize that they're probably being more evangelized by the secular culture around us by our Catholic faith. And
So
having something like the book clubs is a chance for finally to read and discuss and get excited again about one's Catholic faith.
Well, and there's so many books out there. I mean, you could have a book club, you know, ongoing forever, really. There's so many good Catholic books. And how many book club discussion groups are now active or will be active soon at Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul?
Well, at Nativity, we had probably about 25 to 30 active groups during Lent of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
We again had another initiative of having book clubs this fall. We probably had about 10 to 15 groups during that time. And then for this coming Lent 2014, we're hoping to get back up to at least 30 book clubs during that time.
What are some of the books that your groups are reading, or are you just following specifically the Rediscover season?
Right. Well, pretty much we are going along with the season that the Archdiocesan Rediscover Program initiative put before us. We did Rediscover Catholicism by Matthew Kelly and this past Lent. We've been doing Time for God and by Father Jacques Philippe, and Prayer for Beginners by Peter Kreeft this fall. And then we're looking forward to this coming Lent to really get activated again.
And do you have plans for that? Isn't the next supported book for the Rediscover Book Club A Biblical Walk Through the Mass?
Yes, it is.
And so
that will be one of the main books that
okay.
we'll be encouraging our groups to get involved in and start reading and discussing again. But we're also looking at some others. For instance,
okay.
Peter Kreeft's book called Jesus Shock, which is a great one, just talking about the kind of impact or encounter that we can have with Jesus that really makes a difference.
Okay.
In our life.
Peter Kreeft is just
What's
amazing.
It called in? Jesus Shock?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. Uh-huh. And that's one of the books also that Dynamic Catholic, Matthew Kelly's
okay.
Program encourages
Suggests.
People
okay.
to read.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little bit about how you've invited parishioners to take part in book groups and discussions. There's got to be more than just saying, come on to the book club.
Oh, for sure. We as a parish are blessed to have something called coffee and donuts every month.
So aha!
During that time, we will have our core team out and active and inviting folks. We'll have little pamphlets. We'll have we'll take the initiative to go up to folks as they're drinking their coffee and sitting down and enjoying one another's company to encourage them to get involved and read one of these books and get to know their parishioners in a better way in a different kind of a setting.
When someone comes to you and says, "Oh, but I don't have time to read," what's your reaction? How do you counter that?
Oh, we just say, "Well, I'm sure that you do have time for a lot of other things."
Yeah,
reprioritize.
That's right, and time to listen to Relevant Radio when you're going back and forth to work or the kids back and forth to school, what have you. We also invite parishioners, of course, from the pulpit. And, for instance, this fall we had a young couple who gave a sharing after the Mass was over and shared their little witness and story about how a Rediscover Book Club had really impacted them. The husband himself had recently experienced a death in his family, and just being able to start thinking about and the different aspects of the Catholic faith really helped him to come to deal with that situation in his life.
Well, and the cost of each of these books is so nominal. The first one, Rediscover Catholicism, was free to all of us in the Archdiocese.
There you go. There you go.
And it's great that they have the discussion guides right there for you, at least the ones, you know, put out there by the Rediscover Catholic Book Club.
Yes.
They're out there and easy to get to on their website. So that helps any leaders that are trying to, you know, form these groups and think about how to run them.
I know our book club leaders really appreciated that that service that the Archdiocesan program provided for
right.
them.
Yes.
Randy Mueller, Director of Faith Formation at Nativity of Our Lord in St. Paul, thanks for joining us today.
You're sure welcome, Paul and Corey. Nice to talk to you.
Ask at your parish to see if a book club discussion group is forming right now.
And for more information, check out the Rediscover Catholic Book Club page at rediscover-faith.org. Just click on Book Club in the top navigation bar. And time now for a quick look at upcoming Catholic events. As we mentioned earlier in the show, former NFL star and Super Bowl champ Matt Burke is the guest speaker at St. Paul's Outreach Men on a Mission breakfast on January 10th. That's next Friday. Burke will be speaking on the seven choices that lead to greatness on Friday, January 10th at 7 a.m. It takes place at the Embassy Suites in Bloomington. And to RSVP for Matt Burke's talk, visit spoweb.org or call 651-451-6114. That's 651-451-6114, and the event is free. However, donations to offset the cost of food are gratefully accepted.
On January 21st and 22nd, you're invited to participate however you are able in an all-night prayer vigil for hope, healing, and mercy. For over 40 years, legalized abortion has left many men and women empty, confused, and longing to be whole again. This vigil is open to all with a special encouragement to attend to those who have been hurt by abortion. The vigil begins at 7 p.m. on January 21st, ends at 7 a.m. on January 22nd at St. Mary's Chapel at St. Paul's Seminary. The vigil opens with Mass at 7 p.m. The chapel will be open all night. Come and join others in prayer for all or part of the night. At 3 a.m., there will be a Divine Mercy Chaplet. At 7 a.m., the vigil will come to a close with benediction and exposition of the Blessed Sacrament. Free parking in the seminary parking lot on the University of St. Thomas St. Paul campus. To find out more, visit the Archdiocesan website, archspm.org, or call Sharon Wilson, 651-291-4506. That's Sharon Wilson at 651-291-4506.
Later on January 22nd, come to the annual prayer service for life at 10:30 a.m. at the Cathedral of St. Paul. See www.archspm.org for more details. Parking space is limited, and please consider to carpool or bus. The MCCL rally will follow at the state capitol.
We mentioned this upcoming set of opportunities earlier in the show today, but this bears repeating. Make a New Year's resolution to grow your prayer life. Rediscover faith 2014 Speakers Series starts February 3rd. Mark your calendars now for the talks in the Rediscover Faith 2014 Speakers Series. Total attendance topped 15,000 for the 2013 series. Make sure you're among those to participate in the all-new talks this year. Rediscover Why Pray and Rediscover How to Pray are two inspiring talks that highlight the beauty of prayer and offer insight on how to pray gathered from 2,000 years of church experience. Discover how your life can change and grow in new and powerful ways by building a personal friendship with Jesus Christ. The two talks are offered on consecutive weeks at each location, February 3rd and 10th at Holy Name of Jesus, Wayzata, February 4th and 11th, St. John Newman, Eagan, February 24th and March 3rd at Our Lady of Grace, Edina, February 25th and March 4th at St. John the Baptist, New Brighton. All Rediscover Faith 2014 Speaker Series talks begin at 7 and run 90 minutes, including hospitality time. Details at rediscover-faith.org under events.
And also, you heard earlier in the show, registration is now open for the annual Archdiocesan Lenten Women's Retreat on March 8th. This event, sponsored by the Archdiocese Office of Marriage, Family, and Life, takes place from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at St. Peter Catholic Church in North St. Paul. This inspiring morning of prayer and reflection, which features two exceptional talks by Relevant Radio's Father Rocky. The theme is The Lost Art of Femininity, and the cost is $15 per person. Women of all ages are invited. Come and bring a family member or a friend with you. To register, go to archspm.org and search under events, or call 651-291-4489, 651-291-4489.
And coming up on the Rediscover Hour, we'll talk with an organizer of an inspiring pro-life event for youth that mirrors the March for Life experience in Washington, D.C., right here in Minnesota.
And every year, hundreds of men come together for the Archdiocesan Men's Conference. Find out how you can take part.
The Rediscover Hour, brought to you by Stinson Electric, Fridays at 9 a.m., Saturdays at 6 p.m., and Sundays at 9 a.m., right here on Relevant Radio.
The Rediscover Hour is heard every Friday morning at 9, Saturday evening at 6, and Sunday morning at 9 on Relevant Radio 1330. You can find show audio archives at rediscover-faith.org and at relevantradio.com. Keyword, Rediscover. The Rediscover Hour is a production of the Archdiocese of St. Paul in Minneapolis in cooperation with Relevant Radio. Rediscover.